Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, the Ohio Players would like to wish you the happiest of holidays.
Happy holidays. Happy holidays. Yes, welcome to another edition of Progressive News Weekly, and we are live on this New Year's Eve, T20. It's about over. It's just about over, folks. 2020 has come to an end. And with you being within an earshot of my voice, you have been blessed to experience it. There's just no other way to put it. We're here for a reason. And yes, again, we have been blessed to experience it. So now it's incumbent upon us to to carry this experience and the lessons learned forward so that we don't repeat the things that we've experienced that were not in our best interest, and so that we will carry with us the things that we've learned that benefited us to help us get through this. And then we must share those things with others. And we must do so with truth, with courage, and with integrity. Those things are so very important. I'd be remiss if I didn't mention, from our perspective of some of those things that we've got to approach courage with audacity and with vigor, and that is integrity. So I'm just going to go straight forward with it, right down Euclid Avenue. That's a Cleveland thing, folks. What would be the main drag in many cities? So for my folks back in Ohio, Northeastern, you know what I'm talking about when I talk about Euclid. And so, folks, as we end a tumultuous year and we break into a new, I simply just want to encourage everyone, take a step back and look face forward on some of the things that are around you that you were faced with. Anomalies, if we will. Anomalies. In other words, things that are not normal. And there are occasions when we look back and we see things that were not normal and that we engaged in, and we look back and realize, maybe that wasn't such a good thing. I believe one of the most challenging things that we as a nation, even as a world populace, but especially as a nation, looking at what we've gone through in these last especially 6 months, and not just from a political perspective, but from an energetic perspective, our country has been wooed, a sort of numbness. You've heard my guest, Mr. Adrian Consul, and I don't know if he'll be joining us this evening or not. He's editor of Positive Community, Progressive Magazine. Progressive, that's not from a political perspective. I'll talk more about that later this evening. And I mean progressive from a perspective of moving forward, and no political party has a corner on that. And I recall Adrian and I, and if I'm not mistaken, Kevin Porter was online with us. That was our panel that we held this year on making positive change. And this was in the wake of all of the social uprisings. And it was regarding reform for African Americans. And Adrian, if you're regular listeners, you know that one of his bailiwicks, one of his forte hot buttons, is just the illicit perversion that our society has turned to, generally speaking. And we talk about this frequently. Why not end our year just to ensure that we understand as best as possible what we're faced with and what very likely is in our subconscious, mine, yours truly, included. And we discussed a specific song, Cardi B, called WAP, And what that stands for is so nasty, I mean literally, that I won't even mention it on the air because this is a family program and there are children. But I will say the first word is wet. And the second word refers to the rear end of a donkey. Well, actually, donkeys are often called this ass. And the third word, sometimes we call kitties, little kittens, kitten cats. There's another word for that. I was thinking through, so I try not to get stuck, some mainstream over the week. And it turns out that NPR, National Public Radio, has declared that song to be Record of the Year. I'd like to get input, and I don't necessarily expect to get a lot of feedback this evening, but we're really going to be addressing this going into the new year. I don't like talking left wing, right wing, but clearly that is very much left liberal. Lism embraced. And I know there are those that say, no, because I know a lot of church folks that are very, very entrenched in the Democratic Party that would vehemently reject that type of thing. However, to my religious listeners and spiritual church-going folks, or mosque, whatever your persuasion might be in regard to religion, that type of thing has been embraced, has even been interviewed by our current person who is trying to become president-elect. I say that literally. Although the pundits have declared him that, I myself would dispute that. Got to take a hard look, folks. And if we have made some decisions that we find out that really are on the wrong side of history, it's okay to admit that. And that's where I'm headed with all of this, this monologue. Because I do believe, from what I've looked significantly deeply into the last month, that if you're caught up in that wave, you may find yourself very likely on the wrong side of history. And the signs were all there. And I've spoke to those signs over the last 4 or 5 months in terms of that left-wing Democratic wave that was taking place and how all of the media was behind it. And the questions were, well, why would they lie? And so the answers are coming out now. The answers are coming out. We talked about his son and how we're being censored and not allowed to even talk about the laptop. But folks, the laptop is what it is. It's living proof. And if you have a rabid dog, dearly, at the end of the day, it's a rabid dog. So, just want you to think about that for a moment. I'm going to play a song. Tune. But we're obviously not going to do that because I just received notice that we're going to have a special guest. For those of you who are tuned in, Master Glenn is going to join us. So this will be a very special, special program this evening. But I'm just imploring you, folks, there's so much proof out there. The election was stolen. I'd like to think that Biden is a good-hearted person, and same with Camilla. I'm not trying to intentionally mispronounce her name. It's not where my heart is. And they may even mean well. But, folks, we talked about China for the last 10 years for my long-term listeners. We've talked about some of the things that appear to be very illicit that he has done. And now we have the proof of the laptop. And I've looked, I've investigated it. It's bad, folks. Folks, this is as bad as it gets. That's all I can tell. It's as bad as it gets. And if you Google, if it's still there, because folks, we're getting ready to possibly go into a very serious age if we're not careful. You Google Hunter Biden laptop and see what comes up. These aren't photos that have been altered. I know many, many graphic artists that can attest to that. It's horrendous. Now, granted, you may say, well, that's his son. It's not him. But then there's so many other things that you can tap into with regard to the link to China. Folks, as Dick Gregory used to say, and if you tuned in last week, I did a replay of Dick Gregory, my friend and mentor, may he rest in peace, and I commune from time to time. Yeah, it's real. You can speak to your loved ones who have passed on. It's very true. And he was so far ahead of his time. Go back and listen to that interview. These folks who are in public places, Donald Trump and Joe Biden and Camilla, they're not there by coincidence. So I'm saying, no, Donald Trump is no saint. But folks, you need to do some research on Biden. You've not done your research. I talked with a colleague just yesterday who was just singing his praises, obviously is ignorant to the facts. You heard yourself. The man says, I'm part of one of the most corrupt, legitimate, fraudulent elections. And then the pictures are there in Atlanta. Done homework on this, folks. And if you do yours, you'll see it. What's going on in Georgia is an atrocity. It's in our face, and one day, there's no doubt in my mind, we're going to look back, regardless of whether Biden gets in or not, and I pray he does not because of what I know. But if he does, we're going to be fine. We're going to do well because there is a universal God. It's one thing Dick Gregory used to say, there is a universal God. And if you believe in anything, believe in something other than yourself at a higher level. And so we'll be fine. And he'll put forth some things that may look good. But we've got, if Biden gets in, I'm saying. That's right, if, because it's not over. God is on the throne. And yeah, I know. If there's something that disrupts the flow of the way things are going now, because you see, the media are involved in this for a reason. Obama's not even in the clear on a lot of what's going on, and we know we loved Obama. So you've got millions and millions of people that revere him almost like a god. So it's going to be some serious turmoil when this truth comes out. My prayer is it comes out in the next week. But if it does, when it does, it's going to be a lot of turmoil, folks. And I would just encourage you to step back, sit back into the spirituality that you know resides in your heart, the one that your grandmom and great-grandmom instilled into you. And be at peace with that, because there's more than enough proof that what we're looking at now is very illicit, and the mass media is involved. So my prayer is that there'll be reconciliation, there'll be redemption for all who have been wronged. That includes you and I, because we've all experienced something of this nature, much smaller scale. So we know what this is. Unless we forget, it reoccurs. So I leave that with you in love, folks. I leave what I've just said with you in love. Just dare to do a little homework outside of MSNBC, CNN, NBC, ABC, and CBS, because they're all involved. The truth is irrefutable. So with that said, yeah, I do. I love this country that we live in, the United States of America. And I'm looking forward to a new year of enlightenment. We're going to have Eula Pasternak join us in a few moments. Eula is a spiritual gift, I'm going to say. Many people, I think she's just a little bit above in terms of being able to comprehend. However, if you really take some time to just listen to what Ms. Pasternak has to say, there's something there to be gleaned. Unquestionably, there is something there to be gleaned. And she's going to be joining us very, very shortly. And we're also going to be joined by Master Glenn. Yes, Glenn Mendoza is going to join us for a very short time this evening. That's because, of course, it's New Year's Eve. And I just want folks to sit back and just contemplate themselves, yourselves. Folks, I love you more than you know. I care about you more than you know. So we're going to have a very enlightening, I believe, energetic program this evening. I wish you and yours the safest of all New Years that you've ever had. And the happiest, the joy, most joyful, that we all reconcile in peace, and that may be a very lofty goal. I pray that families come together, resolve their differences, and respect different perspectives. And so, yeah, we are going to be joined very shortly by Ms. Eula Pasternak and Dr. Master Glenn Mendoza. And so, with that, I'm going to see if we have them on the air with us. I want to thank you, listeners. Most of you are in the archives. I'm speaking into the future. I'm speaking into 2021. It's kind of interesting, because I know I have listeners who do listen to the archives, to the podcast. To you, I want to say thank you for taking the time out this year. My prayer is that we can grow in numbers and in enlightenment. If you've heard some of the things I've said, I know by some perspectives it's very controversial. But folks, you've got to open your eyes and be willing to go counter what your feelings may be saying. You know, there's been a lot of hurt and harm done just by feelings versus just pure truth and logic. And all I'm asking you to do is open your eyes to the truth and to the logic. And it'll be better for all. You ever had someone that just you knew who was doing wrong things, and at some point you had to just walk away? You had to just say, you know what, I'm going to have to cut the ties. I had to do that with a couple of homies, homeboys, as we say. As I grew into my maturity in my 40s, it was a couple decades ago, and I literally just had to cut ties because they were not where I was heading, maturity level, on a spiritual level, on so many levels. And I believe in 2021, it's going to be a time of cutting ties, grounding ourselves in that which is good, not from a religious perspective when I say this, and righteous. Righteousness is often used from a religious perspective of the definition, which often relates to God, but I'm referring to the universal God that oversees all religions. So, that said, let's get it on. Get it on, as Marvin Gaye once said. All right. So, I'm going to bring on Ms. Eula Pasternak, and she's going to bring us some words of wisdom and love and peace and even give us some tools that we can use that'll be helpful as we enter into this, well, this tumultuous new year. So, let's see if we can get Ms. Pasternak on the air with us. Shout out to all my folks around the country again. I won't even begin to mention the states. I'm just going to say shout out to you. So we're having some challenges getting through to Ms. Pasternak. We will continue trying to reach her. But Dr. Mendoza will be joining us. I did speak with him recently, and he's going to give us just a few words of wisdom. Okay, we're having all kinds of fun challenges here technically. We're going to pursue it. We're going to move forward. Listeners, we're going to try Ms. Pasternak again. She's trying to dial in with us, and so we're going to go for this one more time. Let's see if we can make this happen. Not sure why we're not able to get in. This is really strange. All right. Well, folks, hang in there with us. It's all good. It's live, as there's a song used to say. It's all the way live. So we're going to get Ms. Pasternak on the line with us. And we're just going to bring some peace and joy. So in the meantime, until Dr. Mendoza, Master Glenn, and Eula join us, I'm just going to go on to say, look, a vaccine is coming out, folks. The vaccines are out. And we talked about this some time ago. I pray I don't have to take the vaccine because I'm enlightened. I know what's going on. So I see we have Ms. Pasternak on. So that's great. And as I mentioned, Ms. Pasternak is going to be joining us. We did start a little bit late this evening, so we're going to end a little bit early, so that's going to be unusual for us. But we're going to get right to the point, and Master Glenn, Dr. Glenn Mendoza, actually called me this evening while I was on the air and asked if he could possibly pop in for a few minutes, and I told him we're going to have a short program. So we've got two remarkable minds that you're going to be treated with. What a New Year's gift. And then what I'm going to try to arrange is for the opening of next year, whether that be next week, hopefully, or the week after, we'll open up the new year with these wonderfully remarkable minds. So with that said, I know I've talked a lot about the things that have happened in the past and having an open mind about the future. And being willing to challenge, sometimes you've got to challenge those things that we don't want to challenge. There are people and situations that we found ourselves embracing, and then we find out, whoa, that wasn't a good thing. And so sometimes it's hard to let go. And as I mentioned, I submit to you that one of those things may be this recent election, that we may have made a big mistake. If you start doing the research and peeling back the onion, as I've been doing for the last 4 weeks, I have found some near frightening things. I'm not afraid because I believe there's a higher authority and all things work together for good. But what I have found out, and I am not going to try to influence anyone. I'll just simply give you reference points and pray that you're willing to look into them. But I will say this, from what I've determined, the laptop is real. And the information on it is disheartening. And it does implicate who is referred to as president-elect. And even the media. So, folks, don't do just yourself a favor. Do your children, your grandchildren, your neighbors, our nation a favor. And just, Gregory used to say, use that computer in your hand called a phone. Use that Google and just do the search. A simple one, Hunter Biden laptop, those three words. There's so much out there. Just the election. From New York to Pennsylvania, that's real. The feeding, the refeeding of ballots, the fake water main break in Georgia. Folks, these are things I've researched. They're real, and why isn't the media showing them? And I know why the media isn't showing them as well. We'll talk about those things. Yes, there's a reason. Why all the networks are, you may say, well, that's conspiracy theory. Why would all the networks be tied in together? And, yeah, there's a reason. There's a big reason, folks. It's not what you may think. So anyway, let's get to our friend, colleague, Miss Eula Pasternak. We only have a few minutes. Maybe, let's give ourselves 30 minutes. And we're going to do 15 with Miss Pasternak. Miss Pasternak, are you there?
Hello, Daryl. Hello, listeners.
Hello, Ms. Pasternak. How are you?
I'm doing quite well. My
Ms. Pasternak.
My post-Christmas miracles seem to be happening, so I am so grateful.
Wonderful.
Grateful for the lesson. Yes, I am grateful. And I like when the universe presents good metaphors for me, so I can work with them and inspire myself, laugh at myself, be grateful that those miracles usually facilitate someone's kindness, honesty, warm-hearted, outlook on life. So I look at it as it comes back to me, because that's what I try to offer, and redirect my frustration or sadness or anger or I think frustration gets me the most, because there's so much deception in the world. And we need to sort of discern and step away from it and observe it as performance in front of our eyes, in front of our heart, in front of our amazing light body that knows better. And our job is to remember we are light. We come from light. We are here to bring light and show compassion to those that lose their way or get seduced into the power games and struggles and corruption and all kinds of games we might consciously or unconsciously choose, because we're seduced to waste our precious divine energy and waste time instead of enjoying this world, get caught up in some silly or even stupid games just to exercise power, but misuse power and get seduced to diminish our light instead of bringing it, birthing it, and sharing it. So today was a good day. I am greeting the new year in a good spirit and gratefulness and looking forward to not just turning on another chapter, because tomorrow is just an extension of today. I don't assume I will have a dramatic change at midnight, you know, Cinderella. But I'm looking forward to collective consciousness. I pray that collective consciousness will be filled with less anger, less frustration, less resentment or hate. Because if that's what others need to do, is sort of like let go of 2020 to be better in 2021. Okay, go ahead, do that. For me, it's just going to be another day, another wonderful gathering, another good week, good month, because I create it, and I want to surround myself who want to create it for themselves and with me, because that's my outlook on life, and that's what I've trained and worked hard to be able to sustain or redirect energy so that I can get back to that good attitude, because that's my choice. It just so happens that it's sort of fun, so I recommend it to others and recommend that we look back and do a little check-in with how we managed the frustration and anger this year, because we've been lied to, we've been seduced to believing things that are not just not true, but they're designed to weaken us for all kinds of gains, my financial gains, mental gains, emotional gains, political gains, whatever. I try not to be political, because ultimately I do not want to give those in charge who lie to us and prey on us power by thinking about them, by being angry at them. It's like, okay, I will do my best to manage my affairs without giving you my power. We are multidimensional beings. We are powerful beyond measure, because we're not trained to believe in our power. And we get stuck or weakened. The games are designed to drain us, confuse us, and we buy into them. Not if. We all do. It's just to what degree and what effect it has on us, on our friendships, on our relationships, on our connection to the source, because if we truly were aware and awake about who and what we are, where we come from, we wouldn't give these beings or these structures, the power that they drain us, because we are divine and connected to the source. So,
oh, Ms. Pasternak, that's so profound, and it's so tough for, you know, for the average person. Of course, you're enlightened. I mean, you've been studying this for decades, and how to see through this. In other words, you're seeing the forest for the trees. But that's why I love when you're able to come on and the likes of Master Glenn, Dr. Mendoza can, and other remarkable minds, to kind of help us kind of weed through the minutia to see. And it doesn't happen overnight. I mean, you didn't get where you are, I'm sure, overnight. And so I so appreciate that. And I want to give one example, and then I want to hand the mic back over to you, because we just have about another 8 or 9 minutes. Master Glenn, Dr. Mendoza is in the wings waiting to come on too. So I just want to say, as you said, you try not to get political. You try not to get seduced by society. That's so easy for you to say, and probably do as well, with the skills that you have been blessed to hone. But the average person that are flooded with this information, and I don't like to use the term because, you know, a certain political person uses it, but I've actually been using the term for, I think he took it from me for 10 years, the fake news. you know, it's so much of that out there that we're being bombarded with. How do you tell a person, don't get swayed by one piece or the other? I mean, there are families broken up behind this nonsense. I mean, literally, I can raise my hand. I think there's a few family members that won't talk to me. But,
right, but
so how do you?
Which is exactly, yeah, it's exactly, what is it doing to you? What is it doing to the family? If it's breaking us up, cut it up. Get, redirect, get the mind out of whatever body part that it happens to be residing, because if it's destroying our loving, kind, supportive relationships, it is not of the light. And if we get involved with it and the results are that we're destroying the good relationships, then we are playing into the stupid game of draining us, of confusing us, of disconnecting us, and dividing and conquering us. This is not political. This is physics. This is common sense. We don't need to have a college degree to understand cause and effect. We might need a whatever college degree to understand that I am responsible for my choices, that I create my heaven or my hell, my bliss or my misfortunes, because I'm dishonest with myself. Yes, I've trained for years. Yes, I have chosen to invest good money. And for some, it might seem irresponsible and, insane. But that's what gives me the skills now to not only take care of myself and take much better care of myself than I used to 10, 15, 20 years ago. Because I have grown so much, I am far from being enlightened, but I'm so much better. Oh, my goodness. I am so much better. And life is so much more rewarding, because I can notice when I'm, like, spiraling out of control and catch myself and redirect so that I have a, you know, good discussion or even a little fight. I mean, I prefer to discussion over an argument, but sometimes I do need to argue with myself. It's like, hey, enough. It's stupid. There is actually an angelic office, an archangel, that tries to help us with being stupid. Snap out of it, because it is so wasteful of our precious divine energy. And when we are drained, we will not be strong enough to resist stupidity, to be able to maintain that holiness, that sacredness that we can. And it's, that's the joy, when we can maintain, stay in that divine, blissful state of course it's going to be easier. Of course it's going to be more fun. Of course it's going to be the best of us that we put forward into the world instead of the confused, the frustrated, the angry, the pretending, false, fake, whatever word you want to use. That's the choice. What comes out of my mouth? What do I share from my heart?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, of course, what's in my gut? Because that hugely, hugely affects my mind. I was just reading research and laughing that the researcher has the same last name as one of my boyfriends who passed on, but was a wonderful man, about how glyphosate destroys our ability to connect to the gut bacteria and further create holes in our gut that release all kinds of chemicals into the bloodstream and interrupt many other functions in the body. I mean, I'm ready for the, I'm okay with ugly truth. Just as I thought I could get away with, you know, a few pieces of inorganic, possibly glyphosate, meaning Roundup laced grains and this and this, you know, for Christmas. Oh, a little baking, a little this and a little this. And bam, there comes the research and there comes the proof of further deception, lies, and harm done to us through Roundup. And it's like, instead of being angry, I go like, ooh, thank you. Okay, that's exactly what I needed to stop myself and redirect. And okay, damage control. You bought into this stupidity again. Oops.
Do you share that? That's a point that I'm glad you brought up, and I'm glad to see we're on the same wavelength. And I suspect Master Glenn he's going to be on in about 5 minutes with us. Is probably resonating with the same energy wavelength. I just suspect that just because of the energy that he emits. Because I picked up on something, or actually maybe you picked up on something, or maybe we all picked up on something, because this is a fact. Before you mention the Roundup and the chemicals therein and how it's affecting, I was about to ask you, prior to you even getting into that, doing what I do, and I do by the grace of God, and I do believe, and I hope it's, I pray almost daily, it's not my ego that I am doing the will of a higher authority to try to bring truth and information. And, of course, that was one of the ways you and I connected, is trying to bring truth and information. And so I was going to ask, and you spoke right into it before I could even utter a word, what do you do when you're trying to bring truth and information? You know something is there that's truthful, that's factual. You know that there are those who are being misled. Do you not get involved? Well, I know the answer because you have. You've led a crusade, in fact, for awareness of GMO, and that's one of your specialties, and you're recognized nationally for it, your knowledge of it. You don't want to sit on knowledge that could help, or even more so, prevent the harm of another. But at the same time, where do you draw that line where you're not getting drawn in and caught up, and you're able, you know, to resist that minutia that you were talking about? And that's what you were leading into. I didn't mean to interrupt you. Take the last few moments to speak to that for our listeners, to help them.
Yeah, well, the battle is relentless. And I try to stay one step ahead of what is trying to weaken me, and forgive myself for stumbling and doing something and focusing on damage control. I'm the only one that can heal myself. I'm the only one that can break or make my bliss. With that attitude, no shame, no guilt, just information and cause and effect. and damage control if I caught myself doing something harmful without investing too much time in inner critic, in frustration with myself to the point where I'm like spinning the wheels, like I'm weakening myself with my own inner conversations. How could you? Why would you? I thought we were done with this. I focus on, oops, okay, what's next? What can I do to make everything better? And the quicker, the better. But at the same time, it might take a little longer because I might need to do a little more research, or I might need to invest in a little longer healing because my oops was a little more dramatic than the other round before. That kindness, self-care, I battle for inner peace. I don't battle with others. I let them be and offer information, and usually I say, well, have you considered this or that approach? You might be interested. You might benefit from giving these pieces of advice, but leaving it up to the individual to go on their own, his or her own, and do their own research. Because if they want to stay stuck and do the same thing over and over, expecting different results, well, then good luck with that one. That's usually not going to help. We need to change. Change is inevitable. Universe runs on change. Everything is in motion and changing all the time. That's the constant. But there is order in that chaos, in that change, and we get to facilitate it. So I choose to focus on the change for the better. Even if I regressed a little bit, it's like, oops, okay, get up and start moving. And either back on that direction or change the track and find something new that's going to work better. I focus on progress, my progress, my definition of where I'm going, why I'm here, because I know who and what I am. And those are the ancient teachings for modern day that are our salvation. I don't want to be here without my support, my divine support. Why would I want to make it so hard on myself? It's sort of hard. I want as easy, as fun, as productive in my joys, in my peace, in my creation of beauty and passion and loving interactions as I possibly can. And if something is trying to distract me from that, or trying to convince me that I'm irresponsible or that I'm immature or that I'm this or I'm that because I'm not what they want me to do or they want me to say, you know, walk this way, talk this way, live this way. Not if it's not bringing me joy. Not if it's frustrating me. Not if it's trying to pull me into stupid games and waste not just my time but my energy that I could be investing in my own healing or in helping someone else heal. So I choose my battles, but I also know that the battles rage on and they will not stop. So I'm ready as much as fast as I can and expect them as I can to pull myself back together when another round came around. It's okay because I've proven to myself over and over that I can manage. And I'm so grateful that I have plenty who have listened to my advice and helped themselves, validating that what I follow and the ancient knowledge and technology and tools that were given to me so that I can have that authority to share with others, they are magical, they are powerful and effective. So I'm in good I'm in a good place because I have purpose, I have passion. And if I get so tired, I just need to rest and reboot. And onward and upward I go again. To do with my economic or social status or political or whatever orientation that others try to use against me or each other. I am human. I'm a female. I'm a divine being of light that came here to learn and share that divinity. Every day, every thought, every word is part of that sharing, whether I share it with myself or whether I share it with others. That, for me, is as simple as it gets. And I choose kindness. I choose gentleness. I choose positive interaction. And if I can point someone's self-hate or arrogance, I do it gently, with compassion, pointing out that it seems like that person is hurting himself or herself. A very sad choice, so they might reconsider doing that. I'm sad that people get so heartbroken over politics. They play their own game. Yes, it affects us, but is it affecting my daily life to the point where my anger and my frustration disconnects me from the family? Now, that is stupid. Please,
yeah.
Listeners, please don't buy into that divide and conquer. Love, kindness, compassion is our salvation through the drains, the control, the seduction to be wasteful with our precious divine energy. I just flicked the news on and I'm just like, whoa, no wonder I'm avoiding it. Whoa, my goodness. It might have been CNN, I don't know. I enjoyed not just staying away or flipping a little British, whatever. I think I trust the foreign news a little bit more than ours. But tuning in and retreating because I can sense the deception.
Mm-hmm.
And I really am not interested in what their agenda is, because if their goal is to lie to me, why would I want to listen to them?
Mm-hmm.
That just feels ugly.
It's interesting. You know, you mentioned glyphosate, herbicide.
Yeah.
You're of a nature that, knowing what you've investigated, even though I can go on the web now, I'm going to do it while I'm talking, and I'm sure there'll be a counter position, a political counter, very likely or possibly, or a business counter position, or combination of the two, because
yeah.
I think those two go hand in hand, period.
But you
feel as though, not being political, but knowing what I know, I don't want to not share that. And so there's a political side to that. So there are those that might counter to say, oh, my gosh, you know what? It's a shame. I've been working for this company for years, and, okay, I just found something. Okay, here's something. The EPA determined that glyphosate isn't likely to cause cancer. This is 2017.
Yeah.
In the size of adults, a person would likely get. So you see what I'm saying? I'm just saying that.
Yep.
So does that mean that you say, oh, okay, I'm not going to say anything else about glyphosate? Think so. So if you know something, if you know there's something there, and I think that's what's happened today with the politics, and it's very difficult because there's such an overwhelming impact of bombardment of a position on people that you, if you just expose yourself in any way, you're going to be indoctrinated to some extent. And And so that's why I really asked that question to kind of help. And this isn't something we can finish in the next 30 seconds because that's about what we have, Ms. Pastor Dak. But I wanted to mention that as we go into the year. And I think what you said was profound when you said that the universe is constantly changing. And part of the balance of the universe is change in and of itself, and that we need to move with it, so to speak. And it reminds me of being on a merry-go-round. You know, you can look at it and you can get dizzy if you just keep looking at it going around and around. But if you're on the merry-go-round and you're looking at someone else that's on the merry-go-round with you, you don't get caught up in that dizziness. It's just sort of an example that came to mind. So I would say I appreciate that perspective of just letting go of the minutia. Yeah, there are going to be some things that will come out, and nature will bring them out. That's the balance. That truth factor will bring itself out. What I do when I find out that there's glyphosate in something, or Roundup, or something that could be harmful, I'm going to have an expert that have done their research that can bring references and say, hey, look, I'm not going to try to stuff this down your throat, but here's some information for you. And guess what? I'm not going to get excited about it one way or another, whether you decide to partake or not. I'm just bringing you the information. And that was what I've known you to take the position of over the years and not get caught up in. But you must, you can't, you don't do that. And I appreciate you for that.
Thank
perspective.
You.
So last words, what do you have for our listeners? Because we're going to get you back in the next 2 weeks. Your schedule permitting. I have to respect that. But what do you give to our listeners for New Year's, going into a New Year's just at 100,000 feet before you come back?
Well, I like number five. And 2021 is number five. Because we are the star. We are earth, water, fire, and spirit with glue as love. I don't try to expect too much, but I have high hope that we will make the breakthroughs with the mission for us to become the second coming of Christ, for each one of us to open up to our divinity, to finally open that heart to that universal love and that power, creative power that wants to flow through us, through our soul. I was just tickled pink when Disney came up with the movie Soul, and it's so cute. There is more of that in our consciousness, our collective consciousness. We are making progress. So when I see that destruction by the news, fake news and negative news and whatever, just like, that's you. Our ship, our train, our boat is going in a good direction, collectively speaking. So your little game or big game, you think it's a big game, but it's only as big as I give you power. And no, I will not give you power, because I will focus on my family, on my neighbors, on my students, on my clients. That is my world. And that is the world that I want to see and create, co-create, and share, and help others so they can create their own bliss. Because it'll add up, and we will get to a better place together, outside of the government, outside of the political economic structure. There is enough kindness. There is enough resourcefulness. Plus, I'm Polish. We've had a lot of good Polish jokes in this country because we were relentlessly resourceful, as silly as it looked or sounded. We were resourceful. And I want to be resourceful in bringing that joy, in redirecting that frustration, that disconnect from our divine source and nature. Divine nature will not just persevere, will get us back to salvation. Back, that path, that road back home to our divine bliss. There is an office in heaven for that one. So I know the plus and minus, the negative and the positive. I also know the neutral. And that's where I want to be, in that golden middle, so that I can notice the one and notice the other and just like, oh, that's what you're trying. Okay, well, not so good. Right here in the middle, observing, engaging to redirect, but back my bliss, back to my peace, back to my steady, ready, happy place of representing divinity in this world and winning my fights, winning my battles, because I engage knowing who and what I am and the power that's on standby to help me. Yes, it might be exhausting and frustrating, but those are little steps. I focus on a bigger picture and on a big path that I chose, and helping others choose that for themselves. Not me telling them what to do. And it's just, nope, you might consider, you might do your research, you might evaluate this, and...
Well, I believe that's I believe that's an excellent segue, and I know we've gone a bit longer, but I know that you're... A person not of a few words, but you have something to say, so it's well worth it. But that's an excellent segue, because it is about choice, and I know from years and years of being blessed to learn from Dr. Master Glenn, Dr. Mendoza, that a lot of, or if not most, of what we are and do is about choice. So we're going to segue there. So, Ms. Eula Pasternak, thank you again. Be reaching out to you in the next day or so.
Happy, all right. Happy New
blessed,
Year.
Safe New Year to you and your loved ones, your family. Eula, you have a website, I know. You want to share Mind, Body, and Soul, your center, Mind, Body, Soul, Health Center, just for the listeners before you go?
Yes.
Not that you go, body, but, mind. You know, you can stay on and listen.
Yeah. Body, Mind, Soul, Health Center, body, mind, soul, health dot center, or dot education. I'm
okay.
Reachable in many different ways. So have a blessed New Year's Eve and wonderful 2021. I look forward to 2021 for many reasons, but why not make it glorious? Glory to all of us, divine humans. Thank you.
Well, don't go away. Tune in, because I know Master Glenn has something to enlighten us with. I know he's been enjoying listening to you. He's been on air, so don't go away. So tune in. Master
right.
Glenn is actually on air with us now. Master Glenn, you there?
Yes.
So,
you.
Eula, don't go away. Please, stay on.
All right.
Master Glenn, thank you for hanging in here with us. You've been on with Ms. Pasternak before, and you know how she is passionate about what she does, and
I like
that's what it is. And so, Master Glenn, again, thank you for honoring us with your presence and your patience. But I know that you have some words for us, and we just have a few moments. I'd like to put you on the spot like I've done so many times over the years and ask if I can connect with you, you know, off air, perhaps this weekend, and set up a program for some time in January. Because every year we've done this, you have set a precedent where you open up our year with a model for moving forward and putting behind what was past. So with that said, I've put you on the spot. Share with us, please, some words of wisdom. I know you had a meditation yesterday session. I was a part of it. I was part of the full moon meditation that we did on Tuesday. I love both. I felt the energy and utilized it. I know we're in the full moon of Capricorn, and all that goes with that. So I'm going to hand the mic over to you. I've extended the program. The mic is yours, Master Glenn.
Thank you for the invitation, Daryl. It's nice to talk to you. You're right that we've been busy a while because of really some auspicious time, like we had the great conjunction between Jupiter and Saturn on the 21st with the winter solstice. We have the full moon, and we have actually today like a year-end meditation. We've been doing this since 1996, if I remember. We just want to wrap up what the past year has been to each one of us. What I've done is that, I don't know if it's really wisdom, it's just like capsulizing our experiences. So I tried to have everybody, I gave them, I could send it to you, a year-end meditation brochure. Actually, it's like a pamphlet where you could write down the things that you need to do. So I wrote it down like the five things, the highlights of what happened to us, to each one of us in 2020, to the person. The accomplishments, the achievements, the best moments, the aha moments. And I asked them to do three things I focused, if you could focus on, or three things I focused on in 2020. Important things you devoted your energy on, things that the core of your life and work, and what are the results? What did you get from these areas of focus? And I put three disappointments that happened to you, to me, in 2020, failures, shortcomings, and missed opportunities, and these are the regrets. Three things I neglected in 2020, what I didn't do, which I should have done. I think what I avoided, ignored, or simply neglected. As we ask ourselves why you neglected these things, B, what happened as a result of your neglect, and C, what are you doing in 2021? And I ask three main things you're responsible for, three things only you can do, your family or self or work. I'm mainly responsible for these things, and my main responsibilities in life and work. What is it that I have been entrusted to that, If I don't take care of it, it is just not going to be done. And how much energy are going to pour through this thing in 2021? And I made them do the good things month per month. And after that, some of them wrote it down. Some of them closed their eyes. We had close to around, I would say, 700 people who came in there from different parts of the world, from Mongolia, Singapore, Hong Kong, Australia, India, Saudi Arabia. So it was nice. And, of course, the Latin America, we have Brazil and Colombia and all the rest of the Latin American countries. And the point is that to capsulize our year and put it in our memory bank as you made a story of what the good thing is. And it's interesting, for whatever reason, in the end, we realized, Daryl, that it was a monumental year. Everybody said, this is an unpredictable year. Oh, this is a bad year. This is not a good year because of whatever happening. But actually, it was a good year. For a lot of people, it was a good year. Of course, there are things that probably affected because of the coronavirus, the work, and all that. But overall, there were a lot of lessons learned, and we should look at the positive and the good. At least that's what I started with, and it ended and blessing. And after that, once we have 2020 behind, let's move forward to 2021, and bless 2021 for the good things, plans that we have. And also before we did that, we offered the difficult, what do we want to let go in 2020, and we offered it. So it will be disintegrated. We leave it behind. Each one of us, as the 2020 closes itself, and 2021 offers us another year in the life of our soul, let's embrace it. And as we should embrace 2020 itself also. That's my 2 cents.
Embrace 2021. Let go of the things from 2020 that it sounds like you're saying do not serve us. And acknowledge the good things that did happen in 2020.
Yes, I always say inhale, exhale 2020 and inhale 2021. That's all.
It's simple enough.
inhale fresh energy as we move on with our lives and look forward to it. I think that's what a good advice for everyone this coming year. And look for the good. Look for the positive. If we want to look at the negative, it will be painful. We look at the negative that people weren't able to travel. Looking at the pain that just the positive. I was reading that we thought by being alone is loneliness, but actually look what happened with the virtual world. It just exploded. That people are contacting. In fact, 2 days ago I was part of the organizing. I organized a elementary school classmates. You know, we are in the autumn of our lives, and we had fun. We had good fun times. And nice thing about that was that as one gets older, around 40, 50, 60, 70, your remote memory is clearer. You could tap into the remote memory than the recent memory where you left your glasses or what is the name of a person, but the memories of remote memories seem to be good. At least that's what's happening to me and most people. That's it.
You know, that's very true as we close out, that in all the negativity that has taken place, and I've seen this broad scale with most of the folks that I interact with, family, colleagues, and friends, that they all have a story that this year has brought them closer in many, at least some ways, to those who they have been associated with, who they were fond of at some time in their lives, whether it was distant, as you said, with elementary. I know even in my own life, we found ourselves having Zoom calls with the family, and which we had never done. And I mean, the extended, you know, around the country. So, Master Glenn, as always, yes, you've made a great point.
To know what their lives are rather than attending a party. Sometimes we have those also. You get to learn. And sometimes, what did they say? The family get together during weddings, birth, and funerals or something like that. And this one, we get together because there's just a lot of absence and it's just as good.
Last words for 2020. Master Glenn, you get them. What do you have to say in a nutshell, 100,000 feet?
2020, it was unprecedented year, that there's a lot of things that happened. But when I gathered all of this, even for myself, it was a monumental year. I thought you can't say a monumental year. Achievement and all that. No, a lot of inner changes that happen, a lot of gifts that have been given we don't know that were developed. If you have to look at yourself, Daryl, in a reflection, there must have been gifts that have happened. There were gifts that were happening or have been given to you. God is good.
Yes.
God.
Thank you.
Good.
On that note, God is good. Thank you, Master Glenn, Dr. Mendoza, founder the Unity Center. I mean, the Center for Pranic Healing, excuse me. Give us the website before you go, and we'll be bringing you back on, God be willing, soon.
Yes.
I want folks to know how to reach you.
Yes.
What's the website, Master Glenn?
Go to Pranic Healing, P-R-A-N-I-C, healingusa.com. PranicHealingUSA.com. There's a USA because there's just a lot of things that are there. And you could check on there's a website I did. So Master Glenn, NNMASTERGLENN.com. And of course, the fullmoonmeditation.us, which actually Daryl and myself started to make it easy for people to attend the monthly full moon. Happy New Year. Happy, healthiest New Year to you, Daryl.
Happy New Year to you and the family and yours as well, Master Glenn. And Happy New Year to all the listeners. Thank you for tuning in. You know, there's a tune. It's an auld lang syne, and it goes something like, you know, well, old... You know about this one, folks, right? Well, I don't believe old friends should be forgotten, not even remotely. In fact, I would leave you with this, just a little note about old friends being forgotten. I would say, no, let's not think in those terms of old friends being forgotten. Let's think in terms of, well, old acquaintances should not be forgotten. No, keep old friends near and even old loves dear. They'll help you make those changes in your life that will produce the miracles that you seek if you let them. Happy New Year. May it be a safe, healthy, joyous, prosperous, and loving one for you, yours, and all of the world. God bless.